on a Wednesday morning. Mitch Evans Experience on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Our guy Rick Limpert, Atlanta-based Yahoo News and Sports contributor. You can find him all over the place covering sports technology on a national level, whether it's Examiner.com and his weekly tech column for them, or on CBS Atlanta, where he's a featured weekly writer, also now featured on Everything Georgia. Follow Rick on Twitter at Rick Roswell. Also check out his website, everything we're going to be talking about over the next 10 minutes or so at ricklimpert.info. By the way, also, Rick's got a new golf travel book out. It's called The Fam Trip Field Guide, documenting Rick's travels in 2014. It's available on Amazon, in the Kindle store, or in print at thebookpatch.com. In other words, Rick Limpert, a very busy fella. Time to talk Super Bowl, of course, this weekend on TV, but more so probably a great time to take a look at some of the new technology and products for your TV. Rick, what's going on?
Mitch, good to be with you. Yeah, you always hear those famous stories Super Bowl week about the people that buy the high-end TV for 1 week and then they return it after the Super Bowl.
I would never do something like that.
I know you wouldn't. I wouldn't either, but you hear those stories. I don't know if it's fact or fiction, but we'll talk a little TV this week.
All right, well, let's do that, and let's start with there are so many things that I am clueless about when it comes to newfangled technology with TVs. So what's Sling TV?
Yeah, Sling TV, just debuting it this month. It's a partnership with Dish Network, and basically you can now get cable channels you were never able to get before on your through Sling TV, on your mobile device, on your computer, $20 a month, and you get a very good selection of TV, including a lot of the sports channels, ESPN, ESPN2, and people can search for my Examiner article on Sling TV if they want to know more about it.
So let me get this right now. So this, I mean, it's TV, but it's not real TV. It's something you do it on your computer or what?
It's the actual TV, but you don't have to have a cable subscription anymore. Usually when you tried to access a lot of those cable channels, you had to put in your subscription number or your account number. Now you can cut the cable if you want and access those channels. This is the way it's kind of going to go, Mitch. It's going to be a la carte TV for people that don't want to pay that high cable bill.
Wireless Wednesday with Rick Limpert here on The Experience in 92.9 The Game. We're talking TV technology when we're getting to Super Bowl weekend. And, of course, everyone's going to be watching the tube. You got, something that we talk about when you refer to cameras and high-end cameras and digital cameras. And now some of those things are moving to TV like HDR pictures.
Yeah, HDR stands for high dynamic range. It's been very popular with digital cameras, and now the same technology is coming to your television. There are companies that are coming out with a high dynamic range television. So these are ultra bright screens, and the footage just gives a wider variety of colors we've never been able to see before on television. So some say it's realistic, some say it's a little overblown, but a lot of people like these high dynamic range pictures.
Now, I just bought a new TV probably within the last 3 months or so, and I knew when I was buying it that I was probably at the back end of the spectrum with the newest technology, and sure enough, here now we're seeing these 4K TVs and something called Quantum Dots from LG.
Yeah, Quantum Dots is what LG is saying that's in their 4K TVs. These are, again, a backlit system, little dots that give a really vibrant picture. It's available on a lot of their big TVs, the 65 inches. But these TVs work really hard. It takes a quad-core processor in these TVs to achieve it. So we all know OLED, and that certainly still exists. But LG saying that the quantum dot technology TVs look even better than OLED.
And then we talk about picture. How about sound? How about improved sound when we're talking about music or maybe live TV from a stadium or something like that?
Yeah, I'm a big sound person. I love surround sound in like a home theater. Mm-hmm. There's companies like Sonos and Harman Kardon that have possibilities when it comes to that. But I really like those sound bars that you put right on your TV. It gives a really good flow.
Right, I've got one.
Yeah, they work great. LG has a new one out. It's called Music Flow. And it's a good price, about $400. And it just, again, it's the sound comes flowing out of the TV, surrounds the room, and it's almost like being in a movie theater.
Yeah, and I tell you what, $400 is a great price for something that's new, because I think we paid about $300 for our sound bar. And again, that's, you know, going back probably about 3 months or so. Mitch Evans Experience on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, Wireless Wednesday with Rick Limpert. You can follow Rick on Twitter, at Rick Roswell, and also check out Rick's website. Everything we're talking about here on this edition or any edition of Wireless Wednesday, you can find on Rick's website at ricklimpert.info. And then, of course, we've got smart TVs. I have one that's a 40-inch that's given me a lot of different things, but what's the latest and the greatest when we get to smart TVs, Rick?
Well, you probably have the latest and greatest. There's not a lot they can do right now other than making a smart TV, but basically you use all the capabilities of your smart TV, Mitch. You use it for surfing the Internet and Internet channels and that type of thing?
You know what? I haven't used it for that yet. I think mostly what I used it for, and I actually bought the TV from when my mom was in town for that month, put it in the bedroom that she was staying in, so she was able to watch Netflix, a lot of the series that she usually gets on the discs, she was able to just watch directly on the TV. And I know also we were talking about Roku players, Roku TV models, etc.
Yeah, the smart TV really allows you to see a lot of content you were never able to see before, and easily for people that love Netflix, that's great for that. I have a Roku box, and I just I love surfing that and seeing things that aren't on traditional cable.
So smart TVs, though, we use that term just for what we just said, like Roku. You could have a separate Roku box, Rick, or, for example, this smart TV included Roku in it.
Yeah, the smart TV will have already the Roku box built in. Lindsay and I have a 5-6-year-old widescreen TV, so it doesn't have the smart technology in it, but just by adding that Roku box, a $50 device, I have the same capability as the smart TV does. But those smart TVs are so easy to program and set up, that's another advantage in them.
All right, like the sounder said, it's time for the app of the week, so what do we got, Rick?
Yeah, for people maybe that make music or edit music or produce music with their computers, tablets, or phones, Pro Tools is a very popular, very expensive program for those people, DJs and people that use music for their career. Now, Pro Tools First is a free app that's going to be coming out later this month. Basically, the free version of Pro Tools, this is a game changer for people that edit music and play music online. So a lot of people in the music business are excited about this.
Right, so this is, again, an application for your smartphone as opposed to being able to use something like this on the computer, so you're mobile with it.
Yeah, your smartphone or tablet, you're going to get 21 audio effects plugins. There is a premium version of it. You can pay more to get more, but it's going to come with a lot, and for free, this is app like this, a program like this has never been offered before.
Hey, so if I wanted to record our Wireless Wednesday, would I be able to do that with Pro Tools First?
Yeah, absolutely, and I would sound probably even much better. You could make me sound really good, Mitch.
Forget about you. I got to worry about me. I'm on 5 days a week.
No, you're perfect. I'm you're the pro. I've learned from the best.
You're being too kind. This is something that I like the sound of. I'll have to check this out once it's come out. And you said it's free, right?
Yeah, it's going to be free. They haven't announced the day it's coming out yet, but I've received a press release and information on it. So basically, they're kind of priming the pump a little bit. And when it comes out, I'm sure it's gonna garner a lot of attention, be very popular.
All right, before I let you go, Rick, got to ask you about your thoughts on the Super Bowl. Who do you like and why?
I like New England to get another one. I think it's going to be a very close game, and just maybe New England, maybe a little more offensive power. Brady leading the drive down at the end of the game, and New England by 4.
Okay, we got you on that. And also, just some quick thoughts on the Australian Open as we approach the championship weekend. Rafa Nadal out the other night. And are we seeing, do you think, I know Rafa's coming back from injury, but a guy who's 28 years old, but the way he has played tennis over the years, it certainly seems like he's getting a little bit older than he actually is.